think he was one of the gentlemen that attended the last pre-bid, one of the HVAC. There was an HVAC.
Okay, yeah, I think I know who you mean.
That's the guy that we partnered up with on this job.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Yeah, he's the one that wanted to bid, or wanted to know if we would bid it separately. And,
Okay, Tony, I think I have this running now. So, okay, this is pre-bid meeting for the Hardin HVAC project.
Okay, the project is 122020, and it's basically changing the drywall ceiling out to plastic and changing the plastic siding and changing the HVAC equipment out to CoreVac. And then just if you have any questions, or do you want to walk through, have any questions on the print or anything you want to walk through?
The only question I had was if we would have to purchase a new set of plans and specs, or if we could use the existing. And then the other question that I had would be to potentially submit for an alternate material, because the material that we had initially got quoted through the spec was extremely expensive, and I could potentially submit it as a question within a reasonable amount of time, and then you could review and let us know if we could include that with our bid, and we would offer cost savings.
Yeah, it would be an alternate material. We just have to go back to the architect and make sure that it meets.
And I would submit it so you would have enough time to review it.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Yep. And your name is?
Oh, Jennifer Kraybacher, FAB Construction.
Okay. So, alternate material for the siding. And we've had that on other projects where you just have to, you know, tell us what you would use, and then we just have to see if it meets.
We would submit a spec sheet with it so you could look at the comparables, or the architect could compare it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, he could make a decision.
And then the purchase new set of plans and prints, that's something that we can find out right away. I wouldn't think you would need to, since it's just a rebid.
Yeah.
But we'll find out for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, since nothing's changed, I know. And the alternate material would just be to save money on the project, but if you had to use the, if there was no alternate,
we could use,
you'd still get
the problem that we see is we could use the existing, I mean, what was initially spec'd, but the price may exceed what, from what we go off, what the Dodge report reflects, which I think the Dodge reporting is at about $300,000, it's not going to be near, there's no way. Based on the, we've quoted the HVAC material, we've quoted the material for the garage. That's just not going to be possible.
Okay.
So we would offer that cost savings through utilizing something of similar quality. So that was our only concern.
Okay, that you couldn't meet the estimate.
And I don't know if that's the estimate. Maybe that would be another question of mine. What is the engineer's estimate on this project?
Yeah.
Does it state in the?
Yes,
spec
it does.
Book?
It
okay.
does. It's in there. I think it says plus. It doesn't say the exact amount, but I think it says 300 plus.
Okay.
Is what I think it says.
Okay.
So
yeah, it definitely wouldn't be under 300.
Yeah, I think okay. I think that's the way they put it in this time.
Okay.
The Builders Exchange, I think, put it in that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's fine.
So I think they know it's not going to be three. So.
Okay. Good.
And I don't think, well, last time it was wrong, so I can't refer back.
Right.
So. Yeah, I'm pretty positive that's the way he had them posted this time, 300
okay.
plus.
So okay.
even if you had to bid that material and there was no alternate, then at least you know that's not the,
okay.
the stop line or whatever. So. Okay, and like I said, he walked through, the guy from their company walked through last time. And looked at everything. So.
Oh, okay.
So. I guess that's it. Thank you.